Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
State eviction bans are beginning to expire as the coronavirus pandemic drags on. Starting September 1st, landlords in Pennsylvania and Hawaii can once again begin evicting any tenant who's falling behind on rent. Evictions are already underway in Florida. Many tenants would like those eviction moratoriums to continue, but what about the landlords? Paul Howard is founder of the Florida Landlord Network. He joins us from Jacksonville. Paul, this is a very difficult situation for everyone. What's the view from landlords like you?
Yeah, it's really been horrifying for everybody. Can you imagine being a waitress or a bartender or God knows what, and one day you're working at a very, very busy establishment, and the next day you don't have a job? And of course, that means no income and you can't pay the rent and on it goes. Everybody has compassion for that, especially me. And one of the first things that we did was to reach out to our tenants to say, look, we're willing to work with you any way we possibly can. You can't live there for free, but we're willing to, you know, take $50 or $100 a month in addition to normal rent to try to get you caught up. I was shocked at the number of people who didn't even respond to that. And it's been 4 months now without rent. It looks like about 30% of the people are not paying their rent. And that's very painful. But landlords everywhere are eager to work with tenants. Nobody likes evictions. But at the same time, it's very hard when you've got people who take advantage of the system.
Well, and in Florida, the eviction ban is already gone. Are you already starting to see evictions happen there?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of evictions that were filed really beginning 2 weeks ago, I guess. There is a hardship clause in there that they can bring up to the judge if they think it applies, and it hasn't come up yet. It'd probably be another couple of weeks before you got to that stage. But in a manner of speaking, the government came to me, one taxpayer, and said, you have to pay the rent for this guy for the next 3 or 4 or 5 months. And that was always a bitter pill to spill. It's behind us now, and hopefully we can start digging out of this.
Well, do you think that the solution to this problem, because you're right, it's very difficult, obviously, on the tenants who maybe lost their jobs and can't pay their rent. It's difficult on the landlords who can't be paying everybody's rent for months and months. Do you think the solution to this needs to simply be for the federal government to step in and say that they are going to pay what is necessary to keep people in their homes?
Well, that sounds nice. And everybody wants to get a check from somewhere. But I'm beginning to think about the $20 trillion deficit that we've got, or national debt. And at some point, you know, some of these things have got to stop. So I don't have an answer for you. I'd love to get a check from somebody. I'd much rather work it out with folks in some equitable way. I'm willing to give up a lot to try to keep a good tenant in there and over time maybe get caught up. But it's just a very, very difficult situation for everyone. And I don't think there's a place anywhere at Harvard Business School that teaches us how to handle this stuff.
The activist group KC Tenants in Kansas City, Missouri, is blocking eviction court proceedings and says minority populations need housing security during a pandemic that disproportionately affects them. The group is calling for a cancel rent ordinance. What do you think about something like that?
Well, I'm very familiar with it, not just them, but it's really a national trend. Somewhere along the line, somebody got the idea that the housing is a right. And I guess we all want everyone to have a nice place to live. But again, to come to me, one individual taxpayer, and say that I have to pay the rent for all these people, it's just an unlawful taking.
How much worse do you think this is going to get if people are not only getting evicted in some places, but also continue to fall behind on their rent just because of the economic situation?
I think you'd have to take that on a case-by-case basis. In my case, we really have been working very hard to come up with plans for each individual tenant that makes sense. I've still got mortgages to pay. I've got utilities to pay. I've got repairs to make. I don't know how anyone can justify the theory or the notion of cancel rent. Everybody would love to have their electric bill canceled, their car payment canceled, but, you know, canceling doesn't mean it just goes away. It means somebody else got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. When people do get evicted, are you able to quickly get somebody else into that unit? Is the market there right now for people who want to rent?
The market is very tight right now. It has been for quite a while. It looks like there's a trend. The millennials are just not either willing to buy homes or in some cases can't because of school debt and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So the percentage of population that's renting is increasing, and that's squeezing it out. We don't know what's going to happen right now with the people who are being evicted now, but my guess is we can absorb them pretty quickly, certainly over the next 2 or 3 months.
Paul Howard, founder of the Florida Landlord Network, thank you so much for joining us.
Jeremy, I love your work, buddy. Appreciate the call.
By the way, it's not just eviction moratoriums that are expiring. A new report from the energy efficiency firm Carbon Switch says by the end of September, moratoriums on utility shutoffs will expire in many states, leaving nearly 35 million households without shutoff protections for gas, electricity, and water.